sister. Welcome to Birthing the Revolution. My name is Rachel Sinas, and I'm a mom of three, a health and empowerment coach, and a human design guide. My mission is to help other moms and entrepreneurs decondition from toxic and disempowering societal programming, simplify their lives and businesses, and come home to the seasons and cycles of nature and their bodies, so they can manifest a life of liberation. This is a show dedicated to creating the new paradigm of living, leading, learning, and thriving. Let's unwind from hustle culture, unschool our minds, and remember who we truly are and the big impact we're here to make on the planet. Let's dive in. Hello, friends, and welcome back to the show. So I want to give you a little bit of an update and kind of an energy update and forecast for March. So first of all, I wanted to say that I decided to kind of wrap season one of the podcast with those first 13 episodes that I did in January and February, because it just felt like this beautiful arc of content and stories and interviews, and it just felt complete in that moment. And I also felt this desire to take a little bit of a reprieve and step back for a little bit and then gear up in the next 2-3 months to create another season of the show. Because I don't know how long you've been following me or listening, but I actually had a podcast before this called the Empath Metamorphosis Podcast. And in that show, what I found was that where I was at was a lot different with the planning that I was putting into the podcast and the lack of strategy, which there's nothing wrong with. Like, I love that I was so intuitive about it, but there would be these gaps of time where I would just not be uploading episodes or creating or recording anything. And then I would come back whenever I felt like it. And there wasn't any real like plan. There wasn't any like huge cohesion or anything going on. So with this show, I wanted to be a lot more intentional about it. I wanted it to be very cohesive and to make sense with the topics that I'm bringing with into these conversations and into the show, making sense with speaking directly to you, my audience, and the people that are attracted to my message and my work and everything, and connecting also with the direction that I am heading in my life and business, and really speaking directly to that and speaking directly to this concept of birthing the revolution and what exactly that looks like and what that means for you in your life and what that means for me and how I am kind of acting as this steward to really help you to activate and initiate this next level in your life in this next phase. So that's where, of course, you know, the topics that I've already spoken about on this show really come in and they really shine. Human design, and I am still currently doing human design readings, and I just recently added relationship readings to my options as well, which I am really, really excited about, because it's so incredibly invaluable to not only to know your own chart and information and allow that to really speak and inform the way that you navigate through the world and the way that you see yourself and the way that you really step into your own confidence in exactly who you are. But in terms of interpersonal dynamics, there is nothing in my mind that can compare to having this information. For myself, it has been incredibly illuminating within my family relationships, with my husband in particular, my children, knowing their charts. It's like, wow, I just feel so incredibly grateful to have access and to know that information, especially with my children from, you know, well, with my second two, from the time they were born. I'm like, I'm looking up their astrology and their human design and gathering all of the information. So that is something that I am doing and will continue to speak more about on the show. And then, you know, of course, the other topics that I share about too, entrepreneurship and conscious motherhood and really just unwinding and stepping away from the system and the typical structures and the ways that we've been conditioned in our society, that we have to follow and do things a certain way, that we have to hustle to get ahead, and that we have to sacrifice a piece of ourselves, or we have, you know, it has to look this certain way. So in season two, I will be planning out some more epic episodes and also some new interviews to share with you. But in the interim, I wanted to pop on today because I am feeling so strongly about this energy that's coming in for us this month in March. So I don't know if you know what I'm talking about or if you feel this at all. You know, feel free to let me know if you do. Send me a message or something to let me know if you resonate with this. But what I am hearing and seeing in the collective and with my friends and followers and just people I'm connected with online and in real life is that we are sensing that there is this really palpable energy of change, of shift, that's like really about to pop off here in March. And if you follow astrology at all, you may have heard that there are some pretty big transits coming up in the month of March 2023 as well. So we have this month, we have Saturn moving into Pisces on March 7th. We also have the spring equinox on March 20th. I forgot also that the 7th is also a full moon on that same day, and it's a full moon in the sign of Virgo. So this full moon is like literally all about purification and renewal and really like clearing away, letting go, like making space for this new, fresh new energy that's coming in. And then towards the end of the month, we have Pluto moving into Aquarius, which is like a really big deal as well. So a lot of these transits they don't happen very often, and it's really like ushering in this new age. It's like the very beginning. It's like if you felt like maybe you're in the in-between, you're like, you're not in the old world, you know, you're not in that old version of yourself anymore. You've done a lot of deconstruction, a lot of letting go, a lot of like, you just can't do it anymore. Like you just don't resonate with who you used to be, with your old identities, with your old life. And I think that's been a lot of these past 3 years, especially for pretty much everyone I know, like who hasn't been affected by this? Like, yeah, we all have for sure. So that's been a lot of what we've been going through the last 3 years. And it's like, we're on the edge now of really kind of like stepping into this next chapter, into this next level. And I think a lot of us have felt like we want to move forward. We know we're meant for more. We know we're meant for bigger things. Like we're starting to gain more clarity in that direction that we're heading in. But some of us, like, we still feel kind of stuck in the mud, or there's been this feeling of like, I just can't quite move forward yet, or it's not the right time, or everything that I do, you know, it's just, it feels very hard still. Like it feels very, there's a lot of resistance that I'm still encountering, or that maybe coming up when I am trying to take that action. And that's because I feel like it really all has to do with that divine timing. And our ego, you know, we want to grip on and we want to control our lives and we want to know exactly how it's going to unfold. But that's just never how it works. And with that state of mind, with wanting to grip on for control and to know what's going to happen, we really miss out and we lose out on the joy of being alive and of surrendering to this full spectrum experience that we signed up for on this planet. So the more that we can trust and surrender and know that we are exactly where we need to be, you are exactly where you need to be in this very moment. You made it to March 2023. We're 3 years out from the craziness that happened in 2020, which is just wild to think about. And we are really on the precipice of this brand new energy that's coming in, this brand new level that's going to be available for us. And I really think that we're all going to be pushed forward, whether we're ready or not. So that's why March feels like so pivotal, because it's like we can choose to harness this energy, we can choose to accept it and like welcome it in, knowing that it's probably going to like shake things up even more and like maybe feel really uncomfortable or push us out of our comfort zone or whatever. Or we can choose to pretend we don't feel it, or we can resist it or whatever. But oftentimes it's like there is no resisting it when change is inevitable. And it's just how much are you going to like lean into the process instead of making it harder than it has to be. And, you know, when you make it harder than it has to be, that's often when we get like literally completely knocked down and thrown for a loop. So just leaning into it, knowing that change is inevitable, change is here, it's happening, the shift is here. We are in this month of March and we are ready for this new level. We're ready to welcome in this fresh new energy. And that's why I decided to run this really amazing free activation this month for a week in March. It's going to be from March 7th through the 14th. And it's taking place in a private Telegram thread, in a private Telegram channel. And what it's going to be all about, it's going to be all about everything that I just mentioned. So like really harnessing this energy and coming together to amplify these intentions, to step up and step into that next level. So we're going to be focusing on daily actions and things that we can really implement, tangible steps every day for a week together that will really help to clear out the clutter, let go of the old, really realign with your own values and your direction. So gaining that renewed sense of clarity in where you are going. Because I think a lot of us are like, we know where we're not going, or we know where we were in the past, but we need to really stay attuned and make sure that we're grounding back in to our own sense of direction and our own values, and making sure that we're really clear and specific about where we're going and what energy we want to be stepping into. Not that you have to have all the details nailed out, like I said, because that creates like this like over attachment to the outcome. And that's not the vibe either. We want to just like know and give ourselves that direction. Give the universe this guidance in like, this is the direction I know that I'm going in. And, you know, help me really take the, you know, build this momentum to really go in that direction. So we're going to be clearing out, we're going to be realigning, we're going to be grounding into the vision, we're going to be really like, really beginning to create those sparks of momentum for ourselves. And every day you're going to get a short video lesson and an action step. So some aligned action, some soul work, or an assignment that you can do every day that's going to be simple, easy, tangible, but it's going to produce momentum for you. It's going to really help you to get into the flow into that, to step up to that next level. So I am really excited to be gathering this group together and to be hosting this experience, this activation, because yeah, it's going to be such a powerful time. So why not? Like, why wouldn't we want to join together, come together, and it's free, you know, anyone is welcome. If you're listening to this right now, I would love to have you join us. It's going to be really fun. My intention is for it to be very like infusing tons of joy and like playfulness and not taking life so seriously, you know, just like rekindling and reconnecting with that inner child and with that joy, because that at the end of the day, that's what life is really all about. It's about being present. It's about enjoying this experience and knowing that it is just temporary, but we get to enjoy it while we're here. And even through the ups and downs, through the chaos, through whatever we're experiencing, there's always an opportunity to anchor into joy and to anchor into gratitude. So I hope to see you over there in the Telegram thread. I will pop the link into the show notes. And I'm wishing you all a beautiful month of March. I don't know when I'll be back on the show. I'm going to be kind of working behind the scenes to plan for the next season of the show. So that will be coming in the months to come, so you can look out for that. And I'm sending you lots of love. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. Your time and attention are appreciated, and I hope you received exactly what you needed. Be sure to check the show notes for all the ways you can currently go deeper with me. And be sure to follow me over on the gram at birthing_therevolution to stay connected. Until next time, embrace the revolutionary within.